Nashville's new rules for affordable housing took a large step forward this week after more than 100 residents and leaders shared opinions. The Metro Planning Commission voted in favor of a plan known as inclusionary zoning. For a debate on housing policy, this one is about as intense as it gets.
Last time this was here, I'm sure you'll recall, everybody hated it.
Councilman Bob Mendez there, referring to a Planning Commission vote 6 months ago when they blasted what they considered a convoluted first draft of inclusionary zoning. As rewritten and streamlined, it now says that apartment developers who ask for special permissions must, in exchange, build affordable units. There's still opposition throughout the development community and a question about whether this idea must pass now. Council members Sherry Weiner and Colby Sledge disagree.
Disapprove this bill and consider it incomplete so that we can go back to the drawing board for a little bit longer. There's no rush.
There is absolutely a rush on this. Absolutely. Section 8 voucher holders are losing their apartments every day. That's not an exaggeration because I get the calls.
The planning commissioners, like Lillian Blackshear, sensed the urgency. They said it was time for new rules after years of allowing pricey redevelopments.
I think it's starting to feel a little irresponsible to me as a commission to not have acted on this yet.
It took 3 hours, but commissioners passed inclusionary zoning this time by a wide margin, and it faces its next debate at the Metro Council. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.